give us an update on what is happening with the cell and gene therapies? I know this was big in 2022, and it's continuing to develop here in 2023.
Sure, and I can kick it off, and Sue, you can hand it over to you. So yeah, in cell and gene therapies, or in other parts of the world like Europe, they call it ATMPs, things are continuing to evolve over the past 10, 15 or so years as things have been developing in that area. The industry's learning and the FDA is learning and other regulators are learning. So as we've seen over the past couple of years, either legislative changes or there's more in the instance of the FDA, there's more guidance documents coming out to industry on expectations of what they want manufacturers and developers of these different biologic products to look at and adhere to. The other big aspect, I think, is it's personalized medicine at this point. So one patient, one drug. So, and it's not large scale manufacturing, like batch manufacturing at this point. So there's a lot of differences around that type of manufacturing versus our standard biologics or drug manufacturing. And also, I think at the same time, and Sue, I'm dropping a couple of different topics we can talk about, is also different things where over the past couple of years, we've seen some various cell and gene therapy companies here, specifically here in the United States, have not got approval, whether they didn't have the development done according to what the FDA expectations were, or around the safety aspect of drugs. So what do you think?
Well, I think the issue of getting approval for these has to do with, actually, you have a variability coming in right off the bat in terms of your active ingredient, which is the patient's genome. And so you're really looking at a process, a consistent process, which takes anybody's genetic material and produces their individualized therapy dose at the end. And that's what's very difficult. It's a non-traditional approval of a drug because it's based on individualized patient's genetic makeup. And you're looking at, you know, consistent steps throughout the process that will yield certain parameters that are controlled by your specs. And that's very difficult when you have variable product coming in. You don't know exactly what you're working with up front. You have to categorize that and then walk it through the process and categorize at the end to make sure that it's safe and effective for the patient, even though it's based on their own body genetic material. So I think it's a non-traditional thinking, and it's hard to validate a process that has that kind of variability in it. But I think we're making breakthroughs on it. The regulators are much more in touch with how those processes work. We have to remember that they're small batches. We aren't talking about large manufacturing facilities. We're talking about laboratory, very small batches that are being produced in laboratory type settings. Still with the same environmental controls, right? You still need to have the same environmental controls that you would have when you were producing aseptic processing, right? But it's on a much smaller level.